T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:06 Tuesday morning. It's looking like a gray one out there. Hard to tell. Still pretty dark. What is the rain situation looking like, Vinny? Is it coming Wednesday?
It's coming this week. I have gray overhead at the moment.
Yeah.
Let me look it up, though. I'll get that for you.
All right. Meanwhile, specifically, I'll tell you, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Friend Zone. If you're stuck in the Friend Zone, we are coming to the rescue. From now through February 14th, download the radio.com app and favorite Heart, Alice at 97.3. Make us your favorite radio station on there. To win potentially a getaway to the Silverado Resort and Spa. This is a great Valentine's Day getaway. Go to RadioAlice.com. All the details are there on how to enter, how to win, and it's sponsored in part by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center, where social distance makes the heart grow fonder. Let's all reunite at our place, SFGCJM.com. Okay, tell me all
so
about.
Look, I've got they say light rain right now in San Francisco, so I don't really know how to much I can trust that.
I don't see anything, but yeah, it's still a little dark.
Yeah, the actual rain though should show up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and there's even some next week as well. So
we need rain.
I really want us to get another, heavy.
I do too. Push. Like, if we're gonna have it, let's have it.
Right.
Let us
Thursday, Friday, Saturday is more rain here in my area. So yeah, there's rain headed our way right now. It's not in the forecast. Today is like sort of moving clouds. Right now I've got totally gray overcast. Tomorrow's sun, though.
That's
and
good.
Then Thursday rain, Friday rain, Saturday rain.
So we've all been cooped up for a while. And I personally, this story I'm going to tell you, maybe. Maybe this is a result of the quarantining. Jamie Lee Curtis is chalking this up to the quarantine. I'm chalking it up to I spent an hour looking for my e-cig day before yesterday.
What?
One hour looking for it. I knew I had just made it. I'm looking around the house. I'm like, I haven't been that many places. I'm going out. I'm walking outside.
We're talking about your tobacco replacement item.
My little stick.
Right.
Right? So I'm looking everywhere for it. It's like looking for glasses when they're right on your head. The thing was just in the kangaroo pocket of the sweatshirt I'm wearing, and I got my exercise for the day, did my 10,000 steps, looking for the stupid thing. I'm not chalking that up to the quarantine. I'm chalking that up to just being a human being who's got their glasses on their head.
Right. So
she puts her iPod, what are they called? AirPods?
AirPods, yeah.
Earpods you put in.
Right.
She's holding a kernel of popcorn, and she's holding it and talking or whatever she's doing. She's distracted. She puts that in her ear, and she's like, why isn't my thing working? Why can't I hear this? What's going on? What's wrong here? And then someone points out, well, you actually didn't put an AirPod in your ear. You put a piece of popcorn in there. And she's chalking it up to going crazy over the pandemic and the quarantine. I'm just saying, no, that's just a result of being a human. We do it all the time. Who hasn't walked into a room and can't remember what they went in there for? Who hasn't spent an hour searching for something that's on their person?
I've done that before with keys. I'm awful with keys. I always am like looking for it, and it's in the kangaroo pouch of my sweatshirt.
Yeah,
or in my bag pocket.
John's like, check all your pockets. I'm like, it's not in any of my pockets. I'm checking my pockets.
Yeah,
it's not there. I don't know what I do with it.
I always lose my glasses too.
Yeah. It's just, and it, you know, people will say, oh, that's an old thing, but it's just really a human thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe it happens more. But I just thought, so she actually posted a picture of herself with this thing sticking out of her ear. Like, why can't I get this thing to work? And I guess maybe it felt just like one, but she stuck a piece of popcorn. I thought the story was going to be then she had to go to the hospital and get the little pieces of popcorn sucked out of her ear. But no, this is just where we're at today. This is a story. Jamie Lee Curtis revealed that she accidentally put popcorn in her ear instead of her AirPod.
Yeah, that's just human error. And
just right.
People are just kind of using that quarantine thing as a excuse for so many things, I think.
Well, look. This is unprecedented torture.
There's no question that there
a lot of things that are happening wouldn't be if you hadn't been trapped in your house for a year. But I understand as far as excuses go. Sure.
It just as easily could be
that you're super old and you're losing it.
Look how good her hair looks. It's so white.
I actually love her.
Yeah. Me too. She looks really cute.
I loved A Fish Called Wanda. Loved
her. Oh, God. She's so good. And so she's in Trading Places, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's fantastic. She's great in True Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing in that.
What?
And if you like Halloween, isn't she like one of the original stars of that?
Yeah. And Knives Out.
Oh, Knives Out. What is she in Knives Out? One of the children of the guy who died?
Yeah.
That's right. Knives Out is great. Christopher Plummer's in that, too.
Yeah,
I saw him listed
as...
he's
the guy who died in the movie.
Right. Spoiler alert.
Well,
no,
really
he
big...
dies at the beginning. Yeah. It's not a... It's, you know, okay, the whole thing is based around him.
Yeah.
That Ana de Armas is in there. That's the first
Just
time I ever...
in case.
Really noticed her. Ooh, she's amazing. She and Ben Affleck have not gotten back together, by the way. That seems sad.
Oh, that's tragic.
He had to throw out the cardboard cutout of her.
I really hope those two put it back together.
Oh, me too, Vin. Oh, I'm so glad we're on the same page about that. There's a movie in the works. This is a movie about the Four Seasons total landscaping. So.
What?
Is it a comedy or?
It looks like it's more of a documentary, actually. About how this whole thing happened.
We're back to the Giuliani speech and the commercial that ran yesterday or the day before in the Super Bowl.
Maybe it's because the commercial ran that they've decided, does anyone need more information about this? Like, it seems...
I missed the whole thing the first time. So clearly, though, again, like you were, many people watched without control. Like, just watch every second of every dumb thing these people did. So... Yep. All right. There's probably
Four
people who will watch the movie.
I know. I mean, well, look, and if it's a documentary, it's, you know, it's going to get fewer eyeballs than it would if it was, you know, a drama.
A comedy.
A dramedy about how this all happened. Four Seasons, Total Landscaping in Philadelphia became world famous last year. Not in the way its owners were hoping, I'm sure. Although, look, I think they put together a whole bunch of T-shirts and they're selling merchandise. Like, they've turned this into a boon for them. It's become its own thing. And so Donald Trump's lawyer, if you are not familiar, Rudy Giuliani, held a press conference there. A lot of people think, oh, the Trump campaign meant to book the Four Seasons Hotel and just went into the yellow pages and found the first four seasons they could. So accident or not, there's now a documentary in the works called Four Seasons Total Documentary. The owner of the company is participating. A press release has been released on this whole thing. It says it'll give people a firsthand account of the roller coaster journey that one well-meaning small business in Philadelphia went through when they agreed to host a political press conference in the midst of the most hard-fought American election in recent history. So apparently somebody from the campaign called them up and said, yeah, hey, Four Seasons, we want to book a press conference there. And they went, you do? All right.
For the president? Okay.
That sounds great. Yeah, we love Trump. And the rest is history. And now we get to watch it as a documentary. It's a weird time, people. The Buccaneers, not the only winners on Super Bowl Sunday. Rocket Mortgage was the big winner. These are the rankings for this from Ad Meter. They annually take a consumer feedback I guess, some kind of survey or poll. And the two Rocket Mortgage ads that Tracy Morgan did, where he's hanging at the house where the people are pretty sure they can afford the mortgage, they got the number one and the number two spot. And they are good. So this is the first time in 14 years that the same brand got the top two spots. Budweiser did it back in 07. Third place was Amazon with its Alexa ad starring Michael B. Jordan. That's a great ad. It's very funny. And then fourth was the M&M's ad with Dan Levy. And he's only barely in it, but it's people basically apologizing for various things by handing someone a pack of M&M's. It's cute. Toyota's ad with the Paralympic swimmer Jessica Long. That was number five.
Oh, God.
I loved that one. Will Ferrell's General Motors ad was number six. And
that was a good one.
It's absolutely great. Norway, you're in Sweden. I'll get you, Norway. We're coming for you. The Cheetos ad with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis was number seven. Drake from State Farm, the Drake one.
That was cute. I didn't see that in real time, but when you played it the other day, I thought, oh, that is okay.
Yeah, it's cute.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because he keeps trying to say the line. Stand-ins don't have lines. Thank you. The flat Matthew McConaughey ad was next, and the commercial for Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. I'm not sure which one that was.
Is that the tons of lemonades or oranges falling on people?
I don't know.
Yeah, then he goes, you know what they say, when life gives you lemons. And then somebody goes, yeah, I know. Like, and shuts him up.
I'm actually not sure that I saw that one. You know the one, the Bud Light one, where they had all the iconic Bud Light.
I
thought that one was great. That didn't make the top 10. They paid, let's see, a 30-second ad was $5.5 million. $183,000 a second. And to me, as far as I'm concerned, the Dr. Squatch, that was the one. I loved that
one. Do not get it.
I loved it. I don't know why. I loved it. The Marvel Universe, it's wonderful, isn't it? People love the Marvel movies. And the one thing it was lacking was Keanu Reeves. Well, Marvel fans, buckle up, because it looks like Keanu Reeves is going to be joining the Marvel Universe his name is going to be Kraven the Hunter. And he's a bad guy. He's an adversary for Spider-Man. And they have to make Spider-Man movies, as in, I think people are well aware.
I'm all for this for the simple reason that they have all of these characters, in my opinion, need to move on. We can't keep retelling the same story.
Right.
The same with Batman. There's a million bad guys in their universes. Move the hell on.
Let's see. Right. Keep it going. Just make it. I guess because they keep changing the new who the Spider-Man is, they feel that they have to do an origin story for him. Oh, he's so young. Let's
right.
Tell
but
everyone
they
how
never. They always do the same three, and then they move on to the next guy, and we start over. It's pointless.
Let's have some new blood in there. Didn't we hear that Dr. Octavius was coming back? The Dr.
Yes.
Octopus guy.
Mm-hmm.
And although, what was the one where the guy was all he was like a Spider-Man, but he was all black? Venom.
Venom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was
right,
sort of
I watched that
recently,
in San Francisco.
Actually. Yeah.
And it was really filmed all around. Like everything I saw, I went, oh my God, I know that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
was
also
the movie
not, it's not a great movie. No,
oh, that's too bad.
Nope.
Well, with Keanu Reeves in the next one, it's going to be, as you know, he just takes it to the next level every single time.
Duh.
I think he has, I think he has a new Matrix, like Matrix 4 coming out too. He's busy. He's a busy guy. He's funny. Oh, what is the name of the movie with Randall Park in it?
Oh, where I punched Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is in it as Keanu Reeves for a minute. It's a Netflix movie.
Is that rom-com, right?
Yes.
Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah. Always Be My Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
Such a good movie.
It's so good. It's just a random movie night movie. You'll love it. It's so good. And Keanu Reeves
is in
it. He's in it for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're the four.
It's
among
a great
the four best minutes. Mm-hmm. It's great. And the band that the guy's in, that's my favorite.
Yeah. What, didn't they sing about a tennis ball or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really any kind of ball except a football.
Yeah.
So
Hello
funny.
Peril.
Oh, Hello Peril. That's right. So Always Be My Maybe on Netflix. That is, 5 stars from from the Sarah and Vinny review team. You didn't watch that yet, did you, Vin?
No.
Your wife would love that.
You think so?
I do. I actually do think that she'd love it. So, oh, this is Hello Peril. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me hear a little bit.
I'll jump ahead a little bit.
Made an exodus to collect L's and I got them. By the boatload, and even though I sport the polo, look at the logo. It's just a horse running solo. I'm so broke, my home is an 87 Volvo. My neighbor's in the truck, he's a half Korean hobo. I'm famished. The other day I ate a rat sandwich.
Great.
I don't give a damn.
See if I can find it.
Take it to the, a bounce back. Take it to there.
He's got a little Humpty in him.
He does,
doesn't he?
It's so cute, Vinny. You'd love it.
You know who I'm talking about?
Humpty? No.
Humpty Hump.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
Oh, do the Humpty do hump. I feel like I've heard of that.
Here, I'll
in
jump
a Burger
to the
King bathroom. Come on.
And so this here's the thesis. Don't dare quit. Never give up. And tennis balls make great gifts. If you buy five, then I'ma be like, here, take six. By the way, Quasar is an idiot, but he'll bounce back like a tennis ball. Bounce back like a basketball. Bounce back like a soccer ball. Or really any kind of ball except a football. Bounce back like a tennis ball. Bounce back like a racquetball. Bounce back like a volleyball. Or really any kind of ball except a football.
All right.
That's just one of the fantastic songs that
this is all from Don't Call Me Maybe.
No, Always Be My Maybe.
Ah, crap.
So close. Last year, or was it the year before? Time is really warped these days.
I'm going to go for before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart was in a really bad car accident.
Mm-hmm.
In his own car with no seatbelts, a muscle car that I believe a friend of his was driving.
Yeah, 2019. So.
Oh, I won. Give me 50 bucks.
You totally win. So it was his friend and
PayPal?
The friend's wife, right?
I'll get
I
you
know
after.
Your PayPal.
No worries.
I'm not giving you money
for that.
We can do it
after. We'll sort this out during commercial.
You can write a check and send it to his house.
I'm
not
way.
Mailing anything.
I'll get you straight.
That is not going to happen. I know your PayPal. If I'm going to send you money, I'll send it there. But I'm not sending you any money because you don't give me money from me. Anyway. Kevin Hart, we watched him going through his recovery, his convalescence.
Sarah,
I'm not broken. Don't you can't break me. It's not that easy. If you haven't broken me by now, I'm unbreakable. Jesus, God knows you've tried hard enough. Never laying off. Oh, I want to PayPal you 50 bucks so I can get through a damn story. Sheesh. Anyway, Kevin Hart has not... He has not moved on from muscle cars. He's got a new muscle. Of course he hasn't.
What did you say?
I don't even believe you care what I'm saying.
I want to see his new muscle car.
No, you said something. Kevin Hart, a new muscle car. Go.
Yes, he got...
I'm here.
He ruined the first one, as you may recall from the photos of it. He has a brand new muscle car.
Ooh.
Brynn approves. It is 1,000 horsepower. It does have seatbelts, this one. In fact, I think it has special seatbelts.
1,000 horsepower?
That's what it says. Is that a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot.
It's a revamped 1970 Dodge Charger called Hellraiser.
All right, I'll show you the
pic. And with all that horsepower, it has potentially life-saving four-point racing seatbelts and a roll cage. So this time, he's not just, you know, buying somebody's souped-up car from inside their garage with no seatbelts. He went, look at that thing. Boy, that's sleek.
Yeah, beautiful. The problem is those aren't really built to go that darn fast. That's crazy.
You mean the car itself will rattle apart on the road?
Well, they don't handle the same as
driving a cage.
A normal sports car, like, you know, race car is built to handle the road. Like, that's a big old boat.
That is definitely a modernized, that's the body of a Charger and
so
nothing
beautiful.
Else. I mean, even the inside, it looks really
modern. How much
really
did he pay
modern.
For it?
I am not seeing a price, but... he paid whatever they asked. He's Kevin Hart, and he's got tons of money, and clearly loves to go fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good-looking car. It is so super, like, you know, it looks like the front of your grandma's car, you know, that those sort of sunken-in headlights, and it's just an old 70s.
It's killer. It's absolutely killer.
Dodge Charger Hellraiser.
Mm.
So some people never learn, and hopefully maybe he'll go the speed limit now, Vinny, and he just has 1,000 horsepower to beat you off the line. I don't know.
Nice one, Sarah.
It could happen. And finally, I'll leave you with this. Angelina Jolie, she didn't want any of Brad Pitt's crap anymore. So she's selling it off. There's a
wait,
she's selling.
You could give it back to him.
Nope, she's going to sell it.
But what about the stuff?
No,
that he
no.
Maybe
that's
I
mine.
Could swing by and just take a look. I could pick it up. I mean, you could go to lunch on
Brad
me.
Pitt brought
leave,
her.
No. And I'll get my stuff, and then you know.
No, I'm going to sell that, and I'm going to get millions of dollars for it. There was a painting painted by Winston Churchill. Didn't even know he was a painter. Brad Pitt bought it for her as a gift.
Oh.
It was painted in 1943.
That's what rich people do.
Mm-hmm. It looks like he paid around $3 million bucks for it. It's not huge. Not according to this story.
Is it pretty?
Anyway. It's fine. It's a sky and then some purple mountains and then some kind of like towery building with like a river in front. It's, I don't know. I mean, it's just a painting. It doesn't look like anything particularly stunning, but because Winston Churchill painted it, it's, so she's auctioning it off among other things. Ugh. Careful what you give as gifts. People don't.
Well, that, yeah,
that.
You misled me. If he gave it to her, then it's not his, it's hers. Right. And if she doesn't want it, then all right.
She doesn't just give it
hurts.
Back to him. Oh, there it is. There's the painting.
It hurts me.
Sure. It's just a painting.
But okay.
It's like, it's called the Tower of something. Does it have the title there? Do you have that?
I don't have the title, but I can
look.
Let
me see if I can find the title. The Tower of Kutubia Mosque.
Okay.
And apparently he painted it for Franklin Roosevelt. And aww. they're thinking $3.5 million is what it'll go for.
All right.
Okay, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Well, I have one of the neatest success stories. It involves a mankini and a big
mankini.
Payday. That's right. Wow. And more after these.
All right. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.